Another audience question. Approximately 11 non-tourist businesses have left Salem in the last year and a half. They've gone to surrounding cities and doubled or tripled their business. How would you open communication with businesses and City Hall to help solve this problem?
So I mentioned earlier in one month, I think it was the very first question, the line of communication between the mayor's office and the local business community, I think, is tenuous at best and needs to be dramatically improved. I've spoken to several small business owners who said that no one from the administration has ever spoken to them about the particular issues that they face. And so it starts with communication, and it starts with listening to what the local business people are saying, not just in the downtown, but in areas that are negatively affected, such as the one that I mentioned earlier on North Street, where the businesses are dying on the vine because of poorly planned traffic changes. So there's bound to be a certain amount of turnover in any community in which some businesses don't make it, and it's not necessarily the community itself's fault that that happens. But we have a very low vacancy rate in the downtown, and I'm told by people on the business side that there are businesses looking to come here, so we need to provide the types of assistance that those businesses need, whether they're financial or just service-wise or otherwise, but they need to be listened to, and they need to have someone from the mayor's office who cares about strengthening the local business community year-round, not just during the tourist season, because some of those businesses, as I mentioned earlier, suffer during Halloween, and they barely make it through the rest of the year because of the negative impact of the Halloween season.
Thank you. Dominic.
Thanks. During COVID, we had no net loss of businesses in Salem, which is something remarkable and something that I think not a lot of other communities can attest to, because we were really very thoughtful about communicating and supporting our businesses, and that was largely out of the outgrowth that happened through the Economic Recovery Task Force, through partnerships with the Salem Chamber of Commerce, who meets monthly with the mayor, and I would continue that work and want to bring in more of the business partners in our community. I think that, as we want to look at ways to grow the non-tourism-facing businesses downtown, and by the way, the tourism economy downtown supports all the restaurants that we get to enjoy year-round. The people that work in the tourist industry also get their hair cut and do their shopping in downtown and eat the food in downtown as well. So it's a complex ecosystem, and it's not really entirely easy to say this is a tourist business and this is not a tourist business. We have the Daily Table and Annie's Asian Market and Silly Bunny. We have places that have been here for a long time, like Pamplemousse, that serve our downtown residents and also the residents that want to come downtown. And I think especially as we start to grow the ability for people to live downtown and welcome that kind of multifamily housing in our downtown that we're starting to see close to transit, it also creates the customer base for those kinds of businesses that we want to attract here, so that those business owners, the free market, can look at those spaces, look at that market, look at that customer base, and say, there's an opportunity there for me to find some people who are walkable to my business, and that's where I want to be. And that's how you support that kind of economy growing in an organic and natural way as well.
Thank you.